Eric Berzin says his firm kept getting the same questions from employers about Ebola. Things like, how do you keep workers safe? And what to do about international travel? So his law firm, Ogletree Deacons, formed an Ebola rapid response team to answer those questions.
You have to understand the facts of every situation. You have to appreciate the potential risks that may be present when they return to the United States, where they're working. Are they, these employees are coming into a workplace? Are they telecommuting? Are they working from home?
Berzin says his firm considers a bunch of things when giving businesses guidance, like federal laws and guidelines from the CDC. And he says it's not just hospitals looking for advice.
The airline industry is concerned about this, particularly with folks responsible for cleaning the airplanes after it lands. We're seeing white-collar industries, insurance, and other industries where people may travel and come back to the U.S.
Ed Folk is a partner with Fisher & Phillips. His firm has also been advising employers on Ebola. He says specifically, businesses need to consider the Occupational Safety and Health Act when making Ebola-related decisions.
It's really kind of, are you exposing your employees to a health hazard?
And he says businesses could potentially be sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act if they ask an employee questions about their health or tell them to see a doctor. In a lawsuit, companies would have to prove they were acting due to a business necessity or the employee posed a threat to others. But Folk says employers shouldn't panic.
If that's developed into any type of a pandemic type of situation or a national health crisis here. So obviously there's some concerns that employers have to take. They need to take it seriously. They need to prepare and also continue to monitor the CDC website as to the advice that they're putting out.
For now, the CDC has only issued Ebola guidelines for a few occupations, including healthcare workers and airline employees. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.